Chapter 1. The weight needs to be a little higher up, Eric instructs, deftly manipulating the line with his fingers.
Why? Bentley asks, standing up to let Eric work.
Would you want to eat food that looks like it has a weird piece of metal attached to it?
No, but I'm not a fish, he argues jokingly.
True, but fish don't like to eat strange-looking things either. They can be surprisingly skeptical,
Eric explains, finishing the knot. There, try that.
Bentley and Tal have been fishing with us hundreds of times since we've been here. But it's still a learning curve when they're preparing their own lines, especially when rotating our fishing sites.
Dad, I got one! Tal shouts excitedly from downstream. Grabbing the net and bucket, Eric rushes to assist. My line continues to lie still, which gives me pause. We need to hook at least 3 more for the week, unless Tal's catch is a big one.
How's it going, Bentley? I ask, watching him cast for the second time with the new weight.
I don't think this works any better, he answers glumly.
You can assess that after 2 casts, I ask, teasing. Rolling his eyes, he turns and casually reels it in. Not wanting to micromanage, I remove myself and begin organizing our equipment. Looks like one pole will need repairs again, but it should hopefully be a simple fix. I set it apart from the others so we won't forget to deal with it at home. Convinced that there isn't anything more I can do to be helpful, I resume my position, raise my pole, and cast. The sound of the burbling stream only adds to the general tranquility of our fishing spot this morning. Tall pine trees flank the long grasses rooted in the stream bed, allowing the early morning light to stipple the ground in dancing bronze medallions. Fishing was not something I was familiar with before living on our own, but I've taken a liking to it. Catching food was one of the many things to which I gave very little thought back in Tier 1. Now, I often think of the hours that followed the departure of Nick's transport, hours that quickly turned into days, subconsciously dictated by a low, throbbing panic. The elation and relief at seeing Eric and Tal again was tainted by the unknowns of our new situation. I was so wholly consumed by the goal of putting our family back together that I wasn't able to anticipate the consequences.